Earlier this week, candidates for governor and U.S. House faced off in debates we hosted with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. The 2 1-hour debates covered a wide range of topics to help voters get a better picture of what John Carney or Colin Bonini would do as governor, and the priorities Lisa Blunt Rochester or Hans Riegel would have if elected to Delaware's lone U.S. House seat. Delaware Public Media political reporter James Dawson was right in the thick of it all, serving as one of the panelists questioning the candidates in both debates. And he joins us right now to break down what we did and did not learn. James, thanks for being here.
Good to be here, Tom.
Well, let's start with the Republicans in these races. They're both well behind, according to a recent UD poll. They brought very different approaches to all this as they tried to close that gap. Colin Bonini, a very light, humorous touch, while Hans Riegel, a more traditional, straightforward approach. Did it make a difference for either of them?
No, I don't think so, because that's kind of a reflection of who both of them are. Mm-hmm. So Bonini constantly drops jokes in the state Senate and makes self-deprecating comments. Riegel also does have a sense of humor, but not to the point where he includes it at public speaking events, too much anyway. And neither of them was really trying to change minds by being more personable. Both of their campaign platforms mostly skew along traditional Republican lines. So we still aren't seeing any kind of new incarnation of the GOP that the party has been promising for a few years now.
Having said that, let's start with the governor's race. Did we learn anything new about either of the candidates on where they stand?
I'd say so. We learned that Colin Bonini will go as far as sending in state police and taking over Wilmington police force in order to stop the violence that's plagued the city for years. I thought that was pretty significant. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I've heard talked of by many people, and it reminds me of when Governor Terry deployed the National Guard to Wilmington in the late 60s for 9 months after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Both candidates also agree that a weighted funding formula for high poverty schools is a priority, and that they both want to deconstruct how the state spends money on education. We don't know what that's going to look like, though, and Carney also said that he would probably veto any bill reinstating the death penalty, which leaves him an escape hatch if he wants to use it.
So very interesting things there. But perhaps on the biggest issue facing the next governor, the economy, jobs, the state budget, all those things, we heard kind of fairly familiar themes, right? And there was no real deviation from what we expect from Democrats and Republicans in this state.
Right. Both Bonini and Carney say that the economy is shifting from what it used to be. Now Bonini wants to implement a right-to-work law, which would make union membership would not make union membership mandatory, that is, in order to be employed. Typically, we see these in manufacturing jobs. Mm-hmm. And he says that that could revive that sector of Delaware's past. But Carney says more attention needs to be paid to the tech industry, which can bring high-paying jobs to the state. And we still don't know if that's going to mean further tax breaks or what kind of investment the state government might be willing to make in that sector.
Well, let's move on to the House debates. Let's talk about whether either the candidates there staked out any new ground or added to what we've already heard. It seemed it was a pretty straight recitation of what we've heard.
Yeah, I'd say it was the more subdued debate of the two. So Hans Riegel pressed that he wasn't in favor of sanctuary cities, which are laws that make it so police can't report someone's immigration status to federal officials if they've arrested that person. And that's his most recent line of attack against Lisa Blunt Rochester, who Riegel claims is for them, but she didn't speak at all to that charge.
And Donald Trump's name did come up in this debate, as it has come up in debates across the country, including, of course, the presidential debate itself. And Hans Riegel did say he would, and you asked specifically, would you vote for him? Not whether you'd support him, but whether you'd vote for him. Were you surprised that he went so far as to say, I will vote for him?
No, I'm not too surprised. I mean, it's been a pretty common line that we've heard from Republicans across the country. They're denouncing his comments, suggesting he sexually assaulted women, but then say that they will still vote for him. And it's just another example of Republicans in Delaware saying they're trying to remake the party, but they're alienating swing votes from women who have been repulsed by what Trump has said. James Spadola and Meredith Chapman are the only two that come to mind. They're both running for state Senate, mm-hmm. came out against the comments. Spadola says he's not going to vote for Trump, but Chapman still didn't say whether or not she would vote for him.
And it did provide perhaps one of the more lighthearted moments of that debate where Lisa Blunt Rochester was like, you're not going to ask me that question, are you?
No, we already knew the answer to that question, that's for sure.
They were very interesting debates, in contrast to the presidential debates, very, very civil. And all four candidates seemed to, I think, appreciate the fact that it was a much different style of debate than perhaps what people have become accustomed to elsewhere, particularly in the presidential debates.
Yeah, and we saw that with John Carney and Colm Bonini hugging on stage instead of just shaking hands. I mean, they've been friends for a while. They've known each other for decades, and that's not too surprising to me, but maybe for people just tuning in and kind of seeing that interaction between them.
So the Delaware way does still exist in some way, shape, or form, maybe even if it's been eroded a little bit over time.
Yes.
All right, James Dawson, Delaware Public Media Political Reporter, thanks for your time this week.
Thank you, Tom.